Welcome to the Wealth Equation Podcast with me, Wealth Ninja Kristen Wunsch. If you want to be wealthy, but money feels like physics and the thought of making a budget makes you want to die, stick around. Here, we break it all down super simply. We demystify wealth so you run your money instead of your money running you. We're here to ditch the hustle, earn more, hold more, and grow more simply. We're coming in hot with practical teachings, deep mindset shifts, and the perfect amount of woo-woo so that you become the kind of woman who creates wealth with ease. Money is a dance party if you let it be. You were born for wealth, and by pressing play, your up-level begins. Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome back to another exciting episode. I have an incredible guest for you today, the beautiful Sarah. And I'm really excited to bring Sarah on the pod for you because she has just had this beautiful story of not only deep transformation, but her ability to really scale her income and her impact in a very short amount of time, which I'm just so proud of. And I think is such an expander for other people listening. So welcome to the podcast, Sarah. So good to have you here.
Thank you.
Now tell us, give everyone, I mean, I obviously know what you do, but give everyone a little bit of background on what you do, what your business is, who you serve, all that juicy stuff.
Yeah, beautiful. So I'm a registered dietitian and mother of three. I've been a dietitian for 10 years and about 2 years-ish to, gosh, just over 2 years, I started my own practice so I could serve a wider variety of people. I specialize in food reactivities, food reactions, food sensitivities, and create highly personalized anti-inflammatory eating patterns for individuals who are suffering from IBS, chronic pain, fatigue, skin issues, and I can help parents, and I also help children. So it's kind of between parents and children, and sometimes I'm helping both of them at the same time. And I also specialize in food parenting. So when you do have a child who might not be stoked on the new anti-inflammatory eating pattern, we have a nice way we can kind of, I call it compassionate nutrition, help them eat that food and learn how to nourish them, their bodies without leading to an eating disorder or dysfunctional eating. And I help people virtually, and I'm located in Northern Nevada by Lake Tahoe.
So good. So really impactful work, right? Like so many people, you know, are impacted by the work that you do and really serving at a high level. Give everyone, so you mentioned you started your business 2 years ago, and what was your experience? We started working together. So Sarah is one of my Women's Money Mastery students, and we started working together, I think maybe 4 or 5 months ago now. And
yeah.
And so you mentioned you had started your business 2 years ago. What was your experience like, you know, when I met you and, you know, during that journey? And I'm curious why, if you could share why, what made you join Women's Money Mastery?
So I started my business just over 2 years ago, and, you know, going through nutrition, becoming a dietitian, you learn all sorts of things, and business is not one of them. So I really definitely needed coaching. So I had invested in other coaches, and also specific to nutrition coaches and building nutrition businesses. And I found you, or I ran into you and I started following you, about a year prior to when we started working, maybe less than a year. And I had always, I don't know, I had been shy to work with somebody who wasn't a dietitian, to be honest, because I thought, well, they probably don't know all the things about being a dietitian and that sort of thing. So I just kept following. And then after working with some dietitian coaches, I continued to follow you, and I'm like, gosh, diving deep into what I really like, the kind of support I needed, I just felt like you were really offering that to me. And it had nothing to do with the nutrition side of things, because that part I'm an expert in. And actually even some of the business side and that sort of thing, I felt very comfortable and confident doing. But I joined Women's Money Mastery specifically to really start managing and breaking down my money blocks, because when I really journaled and self-reflected on things, my weakness has always been money. From the time I was a child, I did all the like typical money block things. My parents divorced over money and that sort of thing. So like when I really, really wanted to grow my money and wanted to create wealth for my family and for my life and my business, you just felt so aligned because you That's what you hit on so hard, which is so important.
Good. You know, and I think that's a lot of not just women, but people's experience, right? Like as an entrepreneur, you're really good at your craft, right? You're really good at getting clients' results, like the work that you do and the business skills are not necessarily, you know, I mean, we're not born knowing how to run a business. And I think a lot of money skills, we also don't learn them along the way, right? And so that can be, you know, just an important part of the journey. I'm curious. So you mentioned you invested in a lot of coaching programs, and what was happening with those coaching programs? Like what went on there?
A lot of my coaching with other dietitian business coaches, and I'm not dogging that. Everybody has a coach for everybody, right? Like if it works for some people, that's amazing. But I found that so much, I remember a coach telling me like, okay, well, 95% of your work now is making content for social media. And my stomach just dropped because I honestly, like coming through COVID, I had actually deleted all my social media. So I'm like, I don't want any of this. And then I'm like, well, crap, I'm building a business. Now I have to have it again. So I started creating it and I just kept creating and creating and offering like lots of great information. I mean, my Instagram page, you can like probably write a book. I shouldn't say that. Like you could write a book on like all the information I have on my Instagram page, but it wasn't converting at all. And I felt so bad about myself because I was like spending hours a day, like my head, like down in my phone, my kids, I'd have to like tell them, I'm like, oh, I'm working, mommy's working. Like, and I'm just creating content, like trying to fish for clients. Even, I mean, honestly, Kristen, I wasn't even getting all that many, I wasn't getting leads at all. It wasn't like, it was like cricket.
So creating a lot of content, I think is something, a trap that we're, not just a trap, but I think that's what people think they need to do to be successful. And like you know, booking clients, you might be booking clients, but not booking enough of them, right? And you're spending a lot of your time doing that thing that isn't actually the thing that leads to revenue or sales, right? So what's happened in the last couple of months?
Well, the last couple of months, I have shifted with really wonderful mentorship from you. I think when you first said, okay, Sarah, let's have you done some market research? And I scratched my head and my ego was like, well, yes, Kristen, of course I've done market research. But the market research that I had been kind of coached to do was like, look at other people's websites, like pick somebody who has a business like yours that they're thriving, which honestly, you never really know. And what are they doing? And who are they helping? And who do you want to help? And like do that kind of market research and see that. And so I had done that and I felt so small because I had seen these huge pediatric dietitian pages or nutrition pages. And so when you said market research, my heart dropped. And then you really coached me on like what that actually is. And my biggest tool, I think, was to get on the phone with people, not expect anything other than just some information like, hey, you've been following me for a while. Like, why are you following me? And why aren't you engaging like with me professionally? Not in like a, hey, why aren't you, excuse me, buying from me? But like, what can I offer you? Or am I offering you anything that you really want and need? And the reality was, is that so many people who are following me, I really wasn't approaching my services the way I thought. It was like, oh, kids nutrition, this. And really it's whole family, which I mean, that is my approach, but I needed to talk about that more and the parents' nutrition more. So really shifting who I'm talking about, who I'm talking to, and really honing in on what I'm offering to.
Yeah. And I think that can be, you know, sounds like when we talk about market research too, it's like, that's something you feel like you do in the early days of the business, but it really actually simply, and I don't suggest that for everybody, but it's like, it's so powerful to actually talk to your clients about why they're not buying, right? Instead of making all these assumptions or, you know, looking at what other businesses are doing, it's like you spend a few minutes actually just getting clear on like, where is my gap and what's not working, right? And so that was, you know, being willing to even lean into that, you know, some business owners would just be like, no, I've done that. Like I'm past that stage, which you really were, right? But it was so powerful for you to be willing to like open up and go back. It's like, no, I, you know, this closing this one gap is going to be so useful for me. And share with everyone what's happened for your revenue over the last couple months.
Oh, well, yeah, over the last 3 months, January will close as my second highest revenue month. And the last 3 months have been the highest I've ever made, five times more than I ever averaged in my business. And definitely about double that from when I was working full time as a dietitian in a hospital. So it's definitely very interesting how my revenue has increased. And yet at the same time, I have really spent a lot more mindful time in my business because I am a mother of three. And so really building this business in a way that can be cohesive to motherhood and my wonderful husband, and not really, working all the time, which I definitely felt like I was doing for the first two-ish years of my business. I just felt, I think you talked about it in your stories, like, oh, I make my own hours, but I'm working all the time. And I definitely have shifted. So an increase in revenue with just so much more mindful work and also more work with clients, which is really a wonderful passion.
I know how many moms hearing this, and it's so important, right? Because I think a lot of mothers think that they can't build the type of business success that they want or the level of success they want because they're limited on their hours. And it's like, you're a mother of three, got a husband you care about, you prioritize, you know, family time above all else, right? And your business is still thriving and growing at a level, like a clip that you never experienced before. And so, you know, using your time intentionally, right, has been a big shift. And also just spending less time in your business because you're doing more of the right things. Can you share the, you know, one of the things we had talked about before is what actually created some of the, like some of the influx in clients and leads, like aside from talking to those people, you know, talking to some of your ideal clients, you know, sharing, I think it was the types of content that you were sharing or the things that you were willing to share. Tell me about what that looked like for you.
Yeah, that was a really big shift. So my first, my biggest month in revenue and client support was really after I had, you had helped me really hone in what I'm offering and who I'm offering it to. And then you really you helped me streamline my sales process. I mean, I 2 years in and I would have thought like, oh yeah, I know what that is. But I really really solidified like what happens next. Like here, you're interested in this is what happens next. So that I think was a really big shift, like on my website, like book a free consult right here. Like, boom, it's so clear. Like, oh, you want to work with me? Book a free consult. Like that's the best way to move forward next. And that's really beneficial for me. I think, yes, the type of content. So it has been a practice for me to move and shift from like knowing like 95% of my business should be content creation to like, oh gosh, like, well, what do I do now? So now I'm really focused and really mindful of the type of content I'm creating. And it's really focused on progress and like what I have actually helped create in my clients. Specifically, I think my biggest, pretty unique to my situation, but my biggest tool was, and my success was, I tested my son for, I do a highly sensitive food sensitivity test, and I tested my son and I shared his results and I kind of shared his story throughout. And that, I never considered myself my type of ideal client. Like I would have never thought like, oh yeah, I'm the kind of person. And that's really hard. I think that was one way it was really difficult, like, oh, story tell and kind of help people create like the feeling of what it would be like to be in that situation. And I never thought I would be that kind of person, but like sharing my vulnerable experiences, it hasn't been easy. It's not easy to, you know, feed an 8-year-old who has a bunch of food sensitivities. But kind of sharing that experience and sharing his wellness now has been really huge. And I think not everybody's going to be comfortable sharing super deep things like that. But I do personally think that has been a really big up level in people's trust in me. I think they trust me a lot more because if I'm willing to do this work on my own family, then I think that says a lot. And then, you know, being open and honest about things.
Yeah. And I think something that it sounds like you had to work through or, you know, move through kind of early on is I think what stops a lot of people from sharing vulnerably is like what other people might think about them or what other people in the industry might think about them. Like, what did you have to, how did you move through that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So as a dietitian, as a licensed professional, and I'm sure lots of other people feel this way, but I am, I was kind of a goody-goody and like play by the rules and like so worried about what my teachers would think to me, you know, and being going from clinical world with like doctors and other therapists and colleagues, like going onto social media in general, like that was really scary. And then like sharing my work, it's not, I mean, it's evidence-based and it's practice-based as well. Like really sharing your opinions and not worrying about what other people think was huge for me. In fact, I remember one day early on creating content, thinking in my brain, like what other dietitians would think about this, even though other dietitians were not my like ideal client, they're probably never going to hire me. Like, why would I care what they would say? But that was where I was like trying to get an A on the paper. And really like, that's not, that's not what this work is like. So I think once I was able to get the progress, like, and the results from clients and their testimonials, I think that really helped really prove like, Sarah, you're doing amazing. Like, and who cares what they're, you know, look at all these people who are investing in you, their time and their money, and they're doing incredible. So who cares what these other people who are never going to like support you anyway. So yeah, that's big.
Yeah. And you can't keep everybody happy either, right? We're like, as women, we're socialized to believe that everyone needs to approve of all the things we're doing. And it's like, no, what's really important is like you and your business growth for the sake of your family, but also you and your business growth for the work that you're doing, like scaling your impact, right? It's like you get to serve more clients and that matters so much more than what other people in the industry might think or view your, you know, your growth or your strategies. You have, one of the things that you've shifted has been, you know, instead of creating so much content and using social media as like the, your primary focus, you've been doing some offline, you know, strategies around, you know, getting some PR. Tell us about that and, you know, building other partnerships and speaking spots. Can you speak into that?
Yeah, that's been really fun. So also, yes, a shift in my approach and my time that I'm using. And you really, I remember the call where you were like, well, how have you been getting clients? Excuse me. And I had been featured on the news one time. I was asked, they found me randomly. It was like through just after COVID, I think she found me through Google. And so she asked me to be on the news. And then I ended up getting several leads and two clients from that interview. It was a while ago. It had been like a year and a half ago, I think. And I was like, well, on the news. And you're like, okay. And I'm like, I should get on the news. And so then I emailed the news anchor. I'm like, hey, this is what I do. And this is what I offer. And this is how I help people. Do you think your viewers would be interested? And she's like, yeah. And so I've been on the news a couple times now. And so that's been fun. Lots of leads coming in and a couple of clients. And that actually, my most recent one was just this week. So I've been doing that. And also just being in person too. So my first career was professional dancer and I also teach dance. So I've been booking out seminars for competition teams at dance studios. And so just talking with people in general, going to the doctor's offices where, you know, an online business, the medical world is really interesting because they want you like, here, you get a script and you're going to go to the dietitian in the other room. And it just doesn't work like that with me. So it's a little bit scary for me to do because it's just different. And as we know, like different is hard sometimes, but it's been really wonderful to look at my work in a different way and to like create different content. Even like setting up a flyer, like somebody called me, I saw your flyer at the college. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Hi, let's meet up. So yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why it's so important it's so important to be strategic about, you know, the strategy, like, because there's so many different ways to grow a business, right? And it's not about, is social media the answer or something else the answer? It's like, what is actually going to be the easiest thing for you, right? It's like, if you've gotten news features, like you've gotten featured on the news before, let's do more of that, right? Like that actually grows your impact at scale. And some of the things, or, you know, the partnerships that you already had or the relationships you had already built, it's like, let's explore some of that. And so that's why the specific strategy that everyone uses to grow their business, just, it's so much easier to focus on like what's actually most effective for you and tailor that accordingly, instead of sitting behind, you know, blanket social media content and just hoping for the best, right? It's like, it's sometimes, and you know, I love what you've touched on there, the like the bold and courageous move, the like pitching to, you know, news anchors, or the, you know, pitching to doctor's offices, the all of that takes more courage, and it actually grows you at scale instead of what can feel very comfortable, you know, creating an Instagram reel, finding trending audios, and just like continuing to put out more content where it's like, that feels safe, that feels comfortable, but are those the things that are really getting you results? And looking to other businesses that have scaled their business in that way isn't useful, right? It's like, that might not be the best approach for you. That might not be the thing that is your, like your zone of genius, your expertise, your like leverages your relationships and what you've already done in the most effective way, so that you can, instead of spending all your time creating content, you can actually like pick up your kids early from school, or, you know, have vacations, take time off over Christmas, like all of those things, so that you actually, you know, grow your impact.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to share with the listeners before we wrap up?
You know, it's so interesting. I wish that this podcast was available when I was listening like 2 years ago. But I think that it's, for anybody who's listening, I think that who's maybe a mother as well, or wanting to be a mother, a future mother or parent, I hope that you can feel empowered that you can build your business in the margins of your motherhood and not like have one thing have to take over the other, because it's not easy to do, but it doesn't have to over consume you, and you can be there for everybody, including yourself, which is important.
I love that. Well, it's been so beautiful to watch your journey, and I'm, you know, really excited for everyone to be listening to this, because it is such an example of how you can really create the success you want, and then even more, without having to sacrifice, right? Like having to sacrifice your health or your family, or, you know, sacrifice even your goals, right? Or the things that you want out of life. And so thank you for sharing your journey so openly and vulnerably. And really, you know, what it really speaks to too, is that like your impact really matters, right? Like the going deep on this work, guys, and being willing to lean into the things that are uncomfortable, and being willing to make the, you know, make the decisions to scrap a strategy you've been using for 2 years, or to do things in a totally different way that feel a little bit clunky, that feel like a little bit foreign, right? To clean up and systemize your processes, where it's like, it's so much easier to be in flow, right? To make those decisions as a business owner and to really run your business like a business allows you to serve and help so many more people, right? Like your work, Sarah, and everybody listening, like your work is important, right? This isn't just about putting more money in your bank account, and we're super excited for those wins too. Like, you know, the big money months, the milestones, like all of that is so, so important. And like, that's coming because you're able to scale your impacts and help more people. And so I'm super excited for everyone listening and listening to this story. And I'm super proud of you, Sarah. So thank you for sharing.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thank you to everyone tuning in. We will see you right back here next week. Remember, you were born for wealth. Thank you to everyone tuning in. It is always a vibe to be with you here every week. If you're digging the pod and you want to go deeper on mastering your money and growing your wealth, I invite you to book in a free wealth audit with me. You can find the link for that in the show notes. We'll spend some time diving into where you're at with money, where you want to be, and I'll give you a full breakdown of exactly how to get there. Give yourself the gift of doing that now. You can have more ease and clarity with money now. And let's be honest, you deserve it. I love you. And remember, you were born for wealth.